FM 90.3 WJTL. That was a great tune there by the Rhett Walker Band, All I Need. Sank This Reel with Confidence before that. Biba Norman, Here Goes. Your time now is 7:18. And Titanic, the Broadway musical, is Friday, September 21st at 7 o'clock. To 9:30 p.m. at Lancaster Bible College. For more info or to post your event, just visit the WJTL events page at WJTL.com.
Weather-wise, we're looking at a mix of clouds and sun, high about 76. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low about 62. Friday, mostly cloudy, windy, high 78. Chance of showers maybe sometime late Friday. For the weekend, beautiful. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 75. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 70. Right now, we do have clouds and 63, and our friends Dorothy and Roger here from Rafiki Africa Foundation. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Always wonderful to have you back to the studio. And Dorothy Dulo and Roger Godfrey are here, and they have a great event coming up this weekend. Roger, tell us all about the 10th Annual African Festival.
Well, it's the 10th Annual African Festival.
Amazing.
And everybody's welcome. Don't just be stuck on the word African. Everybody's welcome. It's going to be at Binns Park, downtown Lancaster, 120 North Queen Street. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Thank God the weather's going to be nice.
It's gonna
so if you have a few minutes, stop in and enjoy the event.
So it's going to be Saturday. What time does it kick off, Roger?
It starts at 1 and will go all the way till 7 p.m.
So what's happening at the 10th Annual Rafiki African Festival? What sort of things will we get to experience?
Well, I'll let Dorothy explain what's going to be taking place at the stage, but I'll tell you this. I'm looking at the food part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a very interesting lineup. We have cuisine from Morocco, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania. All the delicious foods you've ever wanted to eat will be there.
You guys know how to put on an event in Lancaster County. You say food first, you know. And the food from these different areas, it's so interesting to get to go around and sample it. You feel like you're getting a little bit of taste of those countries, too.
Absolutely. And the good thing is now we have a lot of refugees who have come into the area who actually bring us a real taste of Africa.
So it's authentic.
It's all authentic.
I love that. And Dorothy, you're going to have some things going on the stage. And for the kids, tell us a little bit about some of those other things.
So the stage will be very busy the whole time from 1 o'clock to 7 p.m., no minute of free time. We have all sorts of African entertainment, authentic African drumming and dancing, African jazz, African kids dancing, fashion show, showing local and some different designers from different parts of the state, and also some of the refugee communities that are in the Pennsylvania area will be showing us some authentic stuff from their home countries. And this is stuff that they wear every day. So the fashion show will be such a big variety.
Oh, that's cool.
Then we'll have a flag parade showing 26 different countries from Africa, each flag being announced. And the stage will be busy. And we'll have a time for people to get on stage and try a little bit of African drumming and dancing.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so if you've never done any African moves, this is your chance.
And I heard your friend Lisa Landis is going to be there from 2 to 4, and she's bringing her cookie car. So you guys can hang out, too.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of kids' activities that includes Lisa Landis with the cookie car. We'll have a scavenger hunt to teach the kids about Africa. So they're going to discover different things that happen in Africa. We'll have face painting animal faces like the lion. If you want your face to look like a lion or a giraffe, we'll have that. So the kids area will be really busy with different fun stuff to do.
Yeah, and while Lisa's scheduled time is 2 to 4, she emailed me late last night and said, make sure you tell them I'm going to be there the whole time. So she's going to be there the whole time with the cookie car. So that'll be a lot of
fun. That's great.
Yeah.
We're expecting her, and she has a lot of gifts, too.
She
told
does.
Me that.
Yeah. The 10th Annual African Festival at Binns Park is happening Saturday. It's from 1 until 7. If you want to get more information, RafikiAfrica.org. There's going to be food. There's going to be drumming, fashion show, a lot of fun. Lisa Landis is going to be there. I wish you guys the best day. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you so much, and we hope you can make it for just a few minutes. We'll
awesome.
Have some good food for you.
Yeah, we sure will.
Yeah, I said you guys are welcome too. So,
Thank you for the invite. Once again, the 10th annual Rafiki African Festival, Binns Park, Saturday, 1 to 7, RafikiAfrica.org. It all benefits the Rafiki Africa Foundation. Dorothy and Roger, thank you so much for visiting today.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Coming up, here is some music from The Afters with Well Done. Your time now is 6:23. Good morning.
We have a message that lightens your load.